This is VOA News. Here at the vote, I'm Marissa Melton. Clashes broke out in the Netherlands on Sunday as anti-curfew demonstrators protested against coronavirus restrictions, while France imposed new border controls with numerous countries under pressure to slow the spread of new variants of the virus. France introduced a requirement for incoming travelers from EU neighbors to show a recent negative coronavirus test, and Israel announced it would close its skies to almost all aircraft. In the United States, Johns Hopkins University said the country had topped 25 million cases, remaining the hardest hit in the world after almost 99 million infections and over 2.1 million deaths worldwide. In the Netherlands, a COVID-19 testing center was burned in one village while police used tear gas against demonstrators in another. Cars were burned and businesses looted in the village of Eindhoven while police deployed water cannon and dogs in central Amsterdam. The clashes came on the first day of a new 9 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. curfew. It was the Netherlands' first such curfew since World War II. In Denmark, two men were arrested Saturday night for burning an effigy of the Danish prime minister at an anti-restriction protest. In Spain, thousands of people demonstrated against virus restrictions in the capital, Madrid. Sweden said it would prohibit entry from neighboring Norway for 3 weeks after cases of a variant that emerged in Britain were detected in Oslo. President Joe Biden on Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. This is according to two White House officials on Sunday. The officials also confirmed that South Africa would be added to the restricted list. VOA News. 22 aid groups working in Yemen have urged U.S. President Joe Biden to remove Yemen's Houthi rebels from a terror blacklist, saying it could put millions of lives at risk. The Trump administration's move against the insurgents took effect the day before Mr. Biden took office, to resounding criticism from experts, the United Nations, and aid groups. A joint statement from the aid groups warned that the designation comes at a time when famine is a very real threat to Yemen, which has already been racked by 6 years of conflict. The Iran-allied Houthis seized the Yemeni capital Sana'a and much of northern Yemen in 2014, sparking a Saudi-led intervention the following year. The conflict has since left tens of thousands of people dead and millions displaced in what the UN has called the world's worst humanitarian disaster. Colombia's FARC political party, which was formed following the demobilization of the guerrilla group with the same acronym, will change its name to Comunes, it said Sunday. The decision to change the name was taken at the party's second National Assembly, which ran for 3 days through Sunday. The party announced the change on Twitter on Sunday. In the announcement, the party called itself, quote, a real and transformative bet on Colombia's peace made by the common people. The leftist guerrilla group, known in English as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, signed a peace deal with Colombia's government in 2016. The signing of that pact ended the guerrilla's role in a conflict that had lasted more than 50 years and killed more than 260,000 people. Rescue teams in China have brought to the surface 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion January 10th. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province and east of the country on Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment. 10 other miners from a different section of the mine were lifted from underground in groups over several hours. They had established contact with rescuers before Sunday and had been receiving food and supplies. A total of 22 miners were trapped about 600 meters underground. One miner is reported to have died. 10 others are still missing. Chinese authorities have detained several managers of the mine, which was still under construction, for allegedly waiting more than 24 hours to report the blast. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in his first directive since taking office, has given his senior leaders 2 weeks to send him reports on sexual assault prevention programs in the military and an assessment of what has worked and what hasn't. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.